Welcome to A Cup of Tea with Shirley, the show that promotes real life conversation. We tell our truth, we tell our stories the way we want to tell them, and we give you life hacks on how to go about your daily activity. You can pick up an advice or two from our conversation. We are so glad you chose us today, and please continue to listen to our podcast. So today's topic, like I said in our previous episode, I said I was going to be talking about something that I'm very passionate about. It's about women empowerment. It's about we going forward with our lives as women and charging our ways, creating paths, and being the best we can be in our various fields. Now, so today, thanks for listening to today. My name is Shirley, and before we go on, I wanted to show some love to your favorite podcast, which is this podcast, of course, A Cup of Tea with Shirley, by leaving us a review. Like, I want you to actually give me a feedback on how I am doing, how the show is actually affecting your life. If the show is not really affecting your life, I really want to even hear that, but please don't be hurtful with your words. Thank you. So going ahead with our topic today, girl, get up. You know, I have received few comments on how girls can actually charge their way in the industry. Growing up, I had so many mentors, female mentors, that charged me up and took me forward in my career path. I remember when I was a teenager, I had Mommy Fagbole, I had Mommy Osla, I had Mommy Obi. Yes, we all call them Mommy, you know, African church, so we have to call them Mommies. But they are very amazing women. They have really impacted my life. Like, they had no idea what they were doing, like how deep their connections were to what I was actually listening and picking up every single word that they actually said to me and to every other person in our congregation when we were teenagers. Now, girl, get up. Why I chose this topic in particular is because for a long time, a lot of my friends have actually been down, especially with the whole introduction into adulthood, leaving college, going into the workforce, trying to serve our nation, and then now we are trying to be on our own, trying to do things on our own without help from our parents, help from siblings and the rest of the communities. We're trying to do things on our own. And then one or two of us have actually faced different lapses where we feel like we can't continue. Do you know what? I think the best option for me to actually go back home. I mean, my parents are not actually chasing me out of the house, so why am I rushing out to be on my own? The pressure out there is so much that we get swallowed up in it. Now, and little people wonder why people go into different means to actually cope, you know. So a lot of people have actually been depressed and actually gone into different challenges because of their way of trying to stay afloat with life's challenges. But today's podcast is for you. Today's podcast is for you to just hear my voice and know that if you're on that path where you feel like you can't continue, you're feeling like, what am I doing with my life? I mean, I literally don't have an idea of what I'm doing. Today I am a communicator, tomorrow I'm writing a book, next tomorrow I'm helping somebody to clean their house for a fee. I actually don't have an idea of what I'm doing with my life. You are not alone. That's the first thing you actually need to realize. A lot of people out there don't actually have it all figured out. Even people in AC office, driving AC cars, they actually don't have their life figured out. It's not something for you to beat yourself about. It's something that you have to take each day, one grain at a time. You have to take a deep breath. Yes, take a deep breath with me, sister. Take a deep breath and charge forward. You need to actually just take a pause. We are so much in a hurry. Social media is actually not helping. I might get criticized for this, but social media is not helping. You turn on your timeline and then you just come on social media and the first thing you're seeing is either a friend getting engaged or somebody getting a new ride, and then somebody either in another country taking a beach picture or close to a giraffe or something, and then you're just wondering about your life, like, it's not this person that I knew. Like, what is she doing that I'm not doing? You get. So most of the times, I don't know, but my advice for this is that when you feel like whenever you turn on your social media and you're seeing people progressing and you feel like you're not progressing, sorry, but the idea for you to do that is that's why you have a logout and login. What I do sometimes, I just log out from all my social media and I just try to focus on my life. I just try to focus on the people that I see. Yes, if I see intimidating people, good for me. If I don't, well, good for me also. But I try my best. Trust me, there was a point in my life where I was actually thinking of my life and my songs were always, God, why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? But we don't always want to whine all the time. So my advice for you when it comes to the social media hack is sometimes just get out from social media. Get out from even WhatsApp, okay? WhatsApp is a social media, right? Get out from WhatsApp. If people really want to connect with you, some persons will actually call. Some people will leave a text for you. Now, I'm not saying you should actually prove your importance to people by getting off social media and see who calls you and who texts you. That's not the point that I'm trying to drive at now. The point I'm trying to make is, sometimes when you get so carried away with what people are doing and the progress they're actually making in their life or trying to showcase to the world, you can actually log out from social media if you cannot actually handle the pressure. Another thing that I want you to also do is, don't get tired of writing your goals. I can tell you how many times I wrote my goals from January to this point and how many of them I've achieved. Out of 10, I think I've achieved 3. I've not actually achieved the full 10, but I don't get tired of writing my goals. Each month, I rewrite my goals. If in May, I decided that I was going to learn Spanish, and maybe in June, I'm still trying to decide if I'm going to learn Spanish. In September, I will still write I want to learn Spanish, especially when I know that it's going to affect my life. So, do not get tired of writing your goals. Find a way to actually find to be part of a community. Meet people. Do not just be an island. No one should be an island. No one makes it on their own. You need community. So sometimes you really need to be focused on what you're doing and focus on what you're doing. Live a life of So be part of a community. Community helps you to build your network. A lot of people feel building network is just you giving your business card to uninterested persons. But no, that's not you building your network. Building your network is you learning about the other person, actively listening to other people's life choices, learning from them on a daily basis, and then trying to create a connection. Networking is about connection. Okay, so create networks and then be part of a community. And at the same time, if you feel you are not deriving so much joy from your current place of work, I want you to make a career change. A friend of mine reached out to me and she was like, she wants to make a career change. She feels that where she is at this point in time is not where she wants to be in 10 years time when it comes to her career choice. And she was like, the pay is good, but she doesn't want to look back with regrets and saying that I wish I did this and that. So she was like, I need to make a career change now. I'm reading a book called Think I Can Entrepreneur and Act Like a CEO. It's a good book that I'm going to recommend for anyone trying to make a career change. Anyone trying to do their best in their current situation first. You feel like you can actually put in more value to your current place of work. You feel like you can actually add and bring in more value to your actual place of work, please read that book. It's going to help you a lot. But at the same time, if you feel you're adding a lot of value to this place of work and it's actually not giving you something in return, I expect you to make a career change. If you're tired of being a doctor, you can resign and then go and write a book on medicine or changing careers. You can do whatever you want to do, girl. Get up. Don't just stay in bed and expect things to fall for you in pleasant places. It might work for other people that have a genie in their pocket, but for most of us, we really need to work hard for things that we want to see. Now, it's not just about working hard, it's also about working smart. And these are just few smart tips that I'm giving to you that I've actually encountered and it has actually helped me and is currently helping me in my current phase. So I'm reaching out to you and I'm telling you, girl, get up. So not to bore you so much about my different life hacks, we're going to continue on Girl Get Up another episode, and I'm going to be having a guest in the other episode when we talk about Girl Get Up. But for now, please leave a review. Very soon, I'll be opening up the social media and I want your feedback, and I want you to reach out to me with your questions on something you want me to talk about. I need you to reach out to me. This is me trying to build a community of people that are not afraid to share their story, people that are not afraid to ask questions and want to get help. Okay, we cannot fight this on our own. Trust me, I tried doing it on my own. I tried being the whole alpha female on my own, but I saw me is better when we are all alpha females in the pack. And now I'm trying to raise different alpha females. So be part of one of my alpha females and let's reach out to these people that are actually trying to get their feet on the ground. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. My name is Shirley Grace Hart and this is A Cup of Tea with Shirley. So like I said, Please, if you have a product that you want me to talk about, right now I'm looking for different brands that I can promote, small brands that I can actually promote, and let's start from there. And give me a shout out if you want to. I'll be really, really grateful and I'll really appreciate it. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you listening to more of my episodes again. Thank you.